Welcome to Stardust Stereo. I'm Parker McFinney, and I'm your host. Today is the 15th of June, year 2023. Today we're going to speak about the new moon in Gemini, which occurs on the 17th at 9:37 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and on the 18th, just after midnight, 12:37 a.m. on the East Coast. And it will already be Dad's Day on the 18th. So happy Dad's Day to all the fathers out there. Since Gemini is this new moon energy, and Gemini deals with the twins, that would include stepdads, dual dads, temporary dads, permanent dads, just anyone who plays the role of father. And I will venture to say that many will be contemplating the meaning of father, because on that same day as the new moon, Saturn, the taskmaster planet that rules father time, rules security, structure, limitations, Saturn will be turning retrograde. So all those issues will be up for re-examination. What is a strong structure? How do we make a strong structure? What does standing tall mean? Saturn deals very much with the long haul, things that don't happen overnight but are made to last. It also rules our bones, our teeth, our spinal column. When it turns retrograde in the sign of Pisces, it will be in a very wide square to this new moon in Gemini. This new moon has one important aspect that it makes after it becomes new: a square to Neptune. It's only 55 minutes arc from an exact square when the new moon is at exactitude. Gemini and both Pisces, Neptune is in Pisces, are what we call mutable signs. Mutable signs, to give you a visual, is the bumblebee going from flower to flower to flower. Or it's a little bit like a crossword puzzle. There's many options, many crossroads, many avenues. A lot of chatter is connected to this new moon in Gemini. And because it's in a square to Neptune, that chatter is meant to confuse. That chatter, the spinning of wheels, the love of listening to your own voice, is not helpful for a clarity that you will need while walking down a new chosen path. And the new moon is always about the new cycle. So we will have several options on the table. Some of those options will be full of baloney. Many things that will cross your path right now, especially paperwork, will be holding falsehoods. So get out your red marker like you are the high school teacher and circle where the lies are and make a little notation and back up with your source and do your reply in certified mail. And take a picture of it too, because this new moon is so convoluted, you can't have enough backup. So back up your computer too, and back up the backup that you back up. But most important, what you need to hold on to during this new moon energy square Neptune is truth, is your spirituality, is your sense of a greater, bigger picture. That's the positive side of this new moon energy square Neptune. There is a much bigger picture going on. And if you can take in the whole landscape, you will know how to pick and choose where the beautiful flowers are and just completely ignore the weeds. This new moon is all about air. Gemini's an air sign. Square to Neptune, that's a water sign. Air and water. We're in hurricane season. It's already in the headlines. I do pray for anybody in a hurricane's path right now. Having just experienced my own personal earthquake / tsunami, I can tell you, you can become homeless in 1 second without even realizing that that's actually on the agenda. And you will survive. It's not a pleasant experience being homeless, but you're never homeless if you have the om in home anchored firmly in your faith. And that is what a new moon square Neptune brings us as a gift, whatever your faith is. I don't care if your faith is shiny red shoes that you tap 3 times. Faith is the key to staying sane. So shore up your faith. Put it close to your heart. Repeat your mantras. Know that we are in a chaotic time in the world. And also, we are in a time in which the mighty dollar is worshipped by so many people. Even so, as it is needed to navigate this earth plane, put your heart where what you value is, and do not deviate one tiny drop from that focus. A lot of people are going to be pulling back from previous commitments, previous statements they have made, because Saturn is retrograde. There is so much information floating about that people will become confused. Who's telling the truth? You have to get very silent to hear the bullhorn of divine's message. Duality is completely on the scene since this new moon is in Gemini. Gemini rules too, the twins. It is healthy to be able to handle 2 different perspectives, even if one is opposed your own. That is a signal that you are utilizing critical thinking and not falling for propaganda. And propaganda comes in many forms. So you have to really be on top of it. The ego plays funny little games with the self in order to have one-upmanship. But this is not really about one-upmanship. This is about truth. This is about what your truth is. So all you have to decide is what it is that you value, like I said. Stick to the words that are your truth. Don't speak with the forked tongue. And if you speak with the forked tongue, I can tell you straight up, you are going to be called out. We will have 2 plots running simultaneously for the next couple of weeks. If you're a writer, this could be a fabulous thing. Or if you're an artist of any expression with the word, it's marvelous. Because the ideas will fly in and you'll have a couple of different scenarios for your ending. And you'll be able to sift through and figure out which one's the most exciting. And speaking of exciting, the subtone of this new moon in Gemini, which actually occurs at 27 degrees Gemini, so it's in the late part of the sign. The subtone is Uranus, and that means stay flexible. That means you cannot even really see the ending, because there's so many variations that are going to come in and shift this story. It is like the wind's going south and then suddenly it's going west, and my God, it just went north. And so if you aren't flexible, you're not going to be able to ride that wind and be like the bird and be free. And ultimately, free of the riffraff is where we want to be. Basically, plates are being juggled on a slippery floor right now. The duality is strong, but so is the lightning strike. So you want to ground yourself, watch the weather, watch your words, write down all the ideas you have right now. Know that Mercury is also in Gemini. So when we have a strong influx of Gemini energy, especially the first couple of days after this new moon, there will be an increase in communication and dialogue and correspondence. Papers will become very important. What is said will need clarification. Pay attention, take notes, and like I said, back up your ideas. Because they're going to fly in your head and they're going to fly right out your ear. And then you will be grasping for that fabulous idea that you had that was going to make you the queen of creativity. And it'll be gone. And there'll be another idea that comes in. And so you've got to have several pens at your disposal and plenty of paper to write down these creative, fabulous indications of where you should be headed and what you want your focus on. And it will be hard to focus. I would highly suggest turning off any non-essential data information right now so that you can find the silence. So as you restructure your life, hold on to your faith, because the world is cracked glass mirrors right now. It's a little bit like the funny house. There will be delays to many of your grand plans because Mercury is square that Saturn that's just about to turn retrograde. But that's not a bad thing, because sometimes the fabulous plan has flaws. And with the delay, it will give you the time to see where the weak links are and make them stronger. Gemini also deals with brothers and sisters. You can expect those relationships in your life right now to be a possible top priority, or anybody that you have a brother-sister relationship with, if they're not blood brother and sister. Overall, the energy of this new moon is one in which you want to find the center of peace for you and walk toward that. I'm Parker McFinney. This is Stardust Stereo. Thank you for listening. I'd like to thank my patrons now. You know who you are. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so on patreon.com/ParkerMcP. There's many levels, and I welcome anybody that loves astrology to become a supporter of astrology. It's most appreciated. And I want to remind you, you are made of stardust. So go shine.